It's time to talk about Christmas carols.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Of a white Christmas.
Well, with just 5 days until Christmas, you're bound to hear some poppy carols and some nostalgic tunes around the streets, shops, maybe your local church. But how did this choral tradition begin, and why don't we sing carols at Easter or for other holidays to answer those questions, and maybe even help us determine the question that many of you are asking me this morning, which is whether Wham or Mariah Carey really are Christmas carols or whether they're just pop songs. Noel DeBean is presenter and producer of RN's religion unit. He's also director of music at St. Francis of Assisi in Sydney. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
I could see you sort of nodding along and counting.
I was counting out the four time because a carol ideally is in three time for dancing.
Of course. Okay. Yeah. So we'll get to that. How did the Christmas carol tradition come about?
Look, 15th, 16th century, French and English people, it was associated with dancing and festivity. So a carol is, as I said, the three time is good for dancing. And a lot of this stuff was associated with any sort of festival or banquet. And it was meant to be the sort of tune that moved you, got you going, was exciting. So it was different from chanting and other sort of sacred music. And it didn't necessarily have to be completely religious.
Right. So they've obviously become popular around the world. How did carols spread?
Well, same as colonialism and Christianity, I'd venture to say. So right. If you go to Vietnam right now to any Christian church, you'll hear carols being sung. Same in China. You want to go to Syria, you'll find them being sung. And most of them will be singing O Come All Ye Faithful in their own language.
Okay.
That works that way too.
So in preparing to have this conversation, I was fascinated to read that carols actually weren't only for Christmas.
No.
Originally. You had Easter carols as well.
We still do.
So what's an Easter carol?
A thing like, what would be an example of an Easter? There are things for Easter like,
I've really tested you here, haven't I?
This joyful Eastertide. There's one. This joyful Eastertide away with a da 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 da. That's an Easter one. And there are Advent ones too.
I like a guest who sings as well. Noel, how have carols evolved from that tradition into what they are today, really, you know, just pop songs sung by people like Mariah Carey and Michael Bublé?
Well, that's sort of consistent, actually, Hamish, because there's always been a bit of a tension in church circles about what constitutes a proper hymn or a carol. A hymn is, technically speaking, supposed to come straight out of the Bible. So it's a psalm or it's a bit of the New Testament or something like that that is really a serious biblical text. A carol is a more free-form sort of poem. And so the music that was associated with carols was dance music. Now, there were a lot of Christians didn't like that. In fact, the Puritans in England banned Christmas completely and carols completely. So there's been tension about the style because they're too lively, if you know what I mean.
So what was the Puritans' problem with the Christmas carol?
Frivolous, you know, doing the party thing. The whole Christmas thing was banned. Christmas was literally, it was the Grinch of Christianity, Puritanism. The whole thing was banned, including carols.
So the people that are texting and tweeting in saying that they are sick of Christmas carols, it's right to say to them, stop being a Puritan.
It is. In fact, that would be a very RN thing to say, stop being a Puritan, exactly.
We tend to think of carols in the Western context, but there are actually carols or a version of them in most cultures and languages.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I've heard different groups because, you know, I'm associated with the Catholic Church. So you hear Koreans singing carols going off. You hear Vietnamese singing carols, as I said. I've heard Maronites singing carols. Now, they've got lots of, you know, serious religious music of their own as well. But carols also are part of the thing. And it's part of the festival banquet thing. You know, it really is. They're meant to sound like a good time. Even though you'll see some of the carols, if you look at the 100 Carols for Choirs, I bought you the official book.
I've got the book here.
year. The whole year. Well, Oxford University got quite a lot of them.
What page is Mariah Carey on?
She probably won't be there, but she's probably stolen some of it. Because, see, the pop singers also know that these were pop songs. Carols were pop songs of their time in the 16th, 17th century too.
You know? So give us a ruling, if you like. There are those that say Wham is not a Christmas carol, Last Christmas, that Mariah Carey is not, that some of the newer Michael Bublé ones are not Christmas carols. It sounds like you're saying maybe it's okay to say they're Christmas carols.
Let me give you a Jesuit answer. The church has always been trying to adapt things and trying to connect the Christian message with what people are doing. And in one sense, carols lie in that sort of mid-range between formal church music and not formal church music. So if you want to sing Jingle Bells, well, Jingle Bells is in 100 Carols for Choirs that you've got on your desk there from Oxford University. It's definitely there. Not a religious word in it. But if I sang Jingle Bells to you, what would you think of? It wouldn't be a funeral, would it?
No.
You'd be happy, and you'd know that it had to do with Christmas. And in that sense, if it's got to do with Christmas and it's a celebration, they get regarded as carols. You can use them, you know. Well,
what's your favourite Christmas carol?
Oh, that's a hard one to answer. But I like the Boar's Head Carol, which is a very old one.
Okay,
the boar's head in hand bear I, bedecked with bays and rosemary. And it has some, it's a very old, old English carol. And it has a Latin verse even left in it. And a lot of Anglican choirs sing that one too, by the way. It's not just a Catholic thing. But there's lots and lots of them that I love, though.
And obviously a lot of the Christmas carols that we hear most frequently connote a northern Christmas because they refer to snow and winter and, you know, the fire burning. One text in this morning from Lieli from Adelaide talks about Tim Minchin's White Wine in the Sun as a classic Aussie carol that's good for all sorts of different religious occasions. But there's also songs like The Three Drovers by John Wheeler and William James. What sets apart an Aussie? I mean, is there a way of describing Australian carols?
Look, it's really about the weather. It's that simple. So, for example, if I sang to you, in the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Well, you know, you can make sense of it because we're travelled people. Jingle Bells, it's a snow thing. Good King Wenceslaus looked out, you know, when the snow lay round about. It didn't really work. Really. I mean, people all used them because they knew them, and these were the English and British carols that we brought with us. But then there was a two guys, Wheeler and James, William James being, of course, an ABC staffer.
He
was an ABC staffer. And these two decided that we really needed to do something about having some proper Australian Christmas carols, and they wrote lots of them. And William James wrote one which I dedicate to Bob Catter for this Christmas, as a matter of fact, because it has a line in it that tells you something about how carols work, because it comes from last century, and of course the first line, which some churches don't actually sing anymore and others are singing quite deliberately ever since same-sex marriage passed, is three drovers, blithe and gay, across the plains. And I think you might even have a sample of it, Hamish.
We do indeed. Dedicated this morning to Bob Catter. Here's a snippet from The Three Drovers.
Well, that
it's the three drovers or the three gay drovers, depending on which way you want to look at it. And we chose the right man for this. You've got the right name, Noel.
Noel. Grandfather born on Christmas Day, and that's in fact how I got it, Noel, Noel.
Thank you so much for coming in and explaining the history of Christmas carols for
pleasure,
us.
Pleasure.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
That's Noel, or Noel Debien, from ABC's Religion and Ethics Department. You'll hear plenty of carols on RN this Christmas Day as the Religion Unit sweep in for the special brekkie. The special brekkie broadcast. Goodness me, I was carried away with the Christmas carols there.